Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of It's About Bravo. I'm Zach.
I'm Modesto.
And I'm back after a mini hiatus. I missed last week's episode. Thank God Elvis and Maddie filled in for me. Y'all were amazing. I loved the episode. It was great. And Mo, you did a fabulous job filling in my little Whoopi Goldberg shoes.
Thank you. I was nervous. It's like, we always say this on the podcast. We fill different shoes and we take different notes. We have different roles. And it was last minute, but we all kind of pulled together. And I feel like it was a good episode. It was cute. I tried. It was very much Wendy Williams transitions. Okay. They were sharp.
They were sharp. But it was still fun. And I loved how towards the end of the episode, you just started calling Elvis Zach on accident.
I was literally just so used to it that I was like, Zach. And I called him it like three times. And
Elvis was like, is he here?
The ghost is, I was like, actually, he is in the Zoom. He's been here the whole time.
I'm like, surprise.
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 You have to be effing kidding. Jill just walked in. I don't get it. I don't know what to say.
Ramona.
No, but yes, so I'm happy to be back and I'm ready to give my opinions on some of the stuff that y'all talked about last week because I have thoughts. And I also have just me and Mo already talked. We're not going to do my opinion this week. I feel like after BravoCon, there was such a lull. There's like no new Bravo news.
There's no trailers, no nothing.
The only thing you need to know is that the Roni reboot is apparently filming now.
Need to know that I will be up and down the motherfucking streets of New York trying to spot some filming, baby.
Period. As you should. Period. Boots, you will be doing it.
On the motherfucking ground.
But with that being said, let's just get straight into the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
You wanted it on camera.
You did
because
it to me.
Your contract was coming up.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's true. And you needed some drama because
I don't
you
need any
fight
drama.
With
you know
everybody.
What, Kathy? I don't need any drama.
You fought and you drove
you know
Lisa
what?
Vanderpump off the show.
I drove Lisa Vanderpump off the show. Okay.
Which you did to my sister.
You'll know.
Never.
Everybody
go
will
near
know.
My husband.
Everybody
you will know.
He understand that.
You've had problems with everybody, with Camille Grammer. I mean, the list can go on and on. And then saying that you've been bullied, you are the biggest bully in Hollywood, and everyone knows it.
All right, guys, let's talk about this reunion, because this reunion was a roller coaster. Like, part one, solid first part. Part two, it was okay. Like, it wasn't like anything like
it wasn't bad,
spectacular,
but it wasn't.
It wasn't bad. Part three.
I would like to, before we get into part three, issue a trigger warning. The word faggot will be used a lot during this podcast. So if you're not comfortable with it, get your kids out of the room because we're going to be fagging it up. Okay, Zach, continue.
Just two faggots talking about Beverly Hills. It's okay.
Because I have so many thoughts.
But first of all, okay, I want to talk a little bit about part two and what you guys discussed. And one thing that I really did want to weigh in, which I think might be like a hot take or an unpopular opinion, is the conversation on what's worse.
Oh, evil or cunt.
Okay,
I just want to say that I was swayed into agreeing with them with cunt because I do think it was evil, but I just didn't want to shake any feathers because we had two guests on.
I think evil is worse.
I thought about it. I marinated with it. I listened back to the episode and I was like, honestly though, like, cunt is camp. If you call someone a cunt, like, you're like, it's rude if you're like saying it in a not campy, you know, slay way. But calling someone evil, like, you're fucking evil.
It's like you have like no moral compass or character. Like,
that's sociopathic.
You are just a horrible person. Like, I think, like, if you call me a cunt, I'm like, okay, like, fuck you. Or, like, you know, it's like, it's not.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck you, bitch. It's like a fuck you.
Yeah.
It's like the worst rude. Fuck you, but.
It's rude, but I think if you're calling someone, like, evil, like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be known as some, like, evil.
I would just want to say that sometimes I am a cunt, but I'm never evil.
Yeah, I'm not evil.
No, evil's some deep shit. That's some dark shit, you know?
Yeah, I just don't think that that's, I don't know. Like, I think that cunt, when it's used in like a derogatory term, is like really, really, really bad. Like, you should never, you know, but evil.
I don't say never, not never.
I mean, you should. I know, Mo, like, you know, somebody cuts him in line at fucking Zara on Fifth Ave, he'll be like, cunt.
Zach has been shopping with me and walking with me. I am so fucking mean. I hate tourists. I'm sorry if you're ever a tourist here. Just learn to fucking walk, you cunt.
I don't know. So I just think that it's evil's worse. That's one thing that I wanted to weigh in on. And that's pretty much it for part two for me.
All right, that's all? Okay, do you...
How do you
feel about Miss Crystal? Because Crystal really didn't have any moments in
part three. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I had a few thoughts on this whole situation. One, I want to know why Crystal's name is in Elvis's fucking book. Like, why does he have like a red X on her? Like, he hates her.
Guys, you guys
need to know. Like, he will always slander her in our group chat like crazy. And it's like, I don't like particularly like love her, but like
she's like so indifferent that I don't. It's like it takes that a lot to have an opinion on her. He has a very strong, like, he does not
a very strong opinion.
He's not like her. And I just want to say, like, this reunion showed me that she is coming back next season. It depends on what role and what the cast is going to look like and start forming as, but I think Crystal earned her spot.
I do too.
There was a lot going on, and she had to try to find a way to like get in there, but she was in more conflict than even Sutton during that reunion. She tried it, okay?
This is true.
Did she get eaten up the first part? Yeah. She did.
She very much got eaten up the first part, like gobble gobble. Like,
but the second part, she redeemed herself on fucking Kyle Richards.
But I also am still kind of in agreement with Kyle on a lot of the Crystal feud. Like, I know that's also an unpopular opinion, but like, I understand that it's like, you can like sympathize and say like, I'm sorry you felt that way in that moment, you know, but Crystal is like, Crystal has to admit that she was like trying to like change the narrative of what the actual truth was by saying it was her truth. Like, you could have felt like
I completely agree,
was dark, but the comment was not dark. Like, you could have, like, you know, there was no comment either, you know?
No, there was, I don't believe there was a comment. I think that she made up the pool thing. I don't know. I mean, it happened, but I think that she tried to act like that was what offended her. I don't know, but I do agree with you. I think
no,
that
because then they brought
she was
up,
grasping at straws.
Yeah, then they brought up again, like, oh, it was the pool comment, and then she said no, something darker than that, and then would never bring it up.
If there was something darker than that, I don't think Sutton would be as cool with it. I think Sutton knows that she's trying to grasp at straws and trying to get a place in the cast, and because Sutton's like, whatever, girl, if it's gone by May, fight with May, go for it. I need to hear next season, okay?
I think, like, with the situation with Sutton and Crystal's first season with, like, the jacket or whatever, like, maybe Crystal felt violated. That's her truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is something. But, like, this
situation
is different.
Things can be your truth, but you can also realize and be self-aware enough to put the shoe in the other person's foot and realize that your truth made no sense.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? It's all about
self-awareness. Sometimes your truth is not the truth, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
So, points were made.
So... I do think that Crystal held her own against Kyle. Like, was she wrong? Partially. But, like, she really was at Kyle's neck, and I was living for it.
And, I, like Maddie said, I do want to know what's going on between those two off camera. And I think that we have to get into the part three, because Kyle has enough shit. I don't think Crystal's even on our list. Oh, Kyle was going through it, baby.
Crystal was a mute in part three. But part three changed my thought process on, like, a lot of things, and
it changed mine on everything.
And honestly,
I hope we're on in agreement.
Let's see how, because Mo and I have not talked about this. It's the first time we're talking about part
no,
three.
No, we haven't. And usually we will text before the podcast, because obviously we're crazy and we need to get our opinions out at least. But we've both been working all day, so we haven't had a chance to dissect. And our group text watched it way before either of us did.
Uh-huh.
But we haven't talked about it in the group text either. And
can I tell you that I literally cackled out loud listening to the podcast when Elvis was like, I watched live and no one in that group chat watches live, and I'll be talking about it, and they're like, stop spoilers. And I'm like, well, it's on Bravo TV right now. What do you want me to do? like, sorry. And I was like, okay, fair.
I mean, if it is fair, but like, Wednesday night is the most stacked night in TV for me. I have no, I'm not even exaggerating. I have 8 different shows that air on Wednesday nights. And
what? 8?
I'm going to name them right now.
Okay,
Survivor, The Challenge, Salt Lake City, Beverly Hills, American Horror Story.
We're at 5. You're watching that?
Yes, I'm watching American Horror Story, Abbott Elementary, The Kardashians. So I have 7.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot. And I watch them in a particular order. I like to watch The Challenge or Survivor first so it doesn't get spoiled. So I watch those back to back. Then I get to Beverly Hills. Then I get to Salt Lake. And then the rest will trickle in throughout the weekend.
I also think that like Maddie's big on like Housewives, like no spoilers. For the most part, I like don't care because it's like
I know you don't care. That's why I always say they're like, she's like, don't spoil it for Zach. And I'm like, Zach's gonna watch this in a month.
I'm like, it's not like Survivor where you're telling me, shut up. It's not like Survivor where you're telling me like who like left at Tribal Council. You know, like that's a spoiler.
But I don't like spoilers because even for like the reunion, like I was on social media, obviously, while I was watching Survivor and The Challenge, but I was, like, not watching any clips or videos because it's the last part of the reunion, you know?
Right. That's a little bit different, but, like, a random episode that we all know is
gonna even
happen.
If it's a real good episode, you know, if the episode's been fucking, like, in the trailer, we know the moment's coming, I don't like spoilers for that either.
Right. Okay.
But you do, with work, Zach usually does watch, like, late, so he sees all the clips already on socials because we run a social account. So it's like,
you don't see them. And, like, yeah, my schedule is just, like, all over the fucking place. So, but without further ado, let's get into this part because I do have my thoughts on all of this. And I'm going to say, watching part 3 of the reunion, I haven't watched Halloween Ends yet, but I guarantee you that part is scarier than Halloween Ends. I guarantee it. I guarantee you that Kathy Hilton is scarier than Michael Myers. I guarantee you
that Kyle Richards went through more trauma this reunion than filming every Halloween she's ever filmed.
Oh, 100% agree.
And she allegedly broke her nose during one of the Halloweens. And I think that this was still more traumatic to her.
I agree, Yolanda.
That's the point, Yolanda. Okay, I want to start this off by saying that from the get-go, like, Erica Jayne had an incredible reunion episode. I think that she answered all of Andy's questions. She had emotion. She was crying. She was funny. I mean, when she said, well, it's a relief that someone can stay hard the whole time, I was like, oh.
But she was wrong in so much.
I don't think she's fucking, though. I don't think she's fucking that much.
I think maybe she's like.
Also, can we get into?
I think she probably like has like a man over, and it's like it's kind of giving like, you know what it's giving? It's giving like Constance Langdon, American Horror Story season 1, hooking up with that like younger guy.
Yeah, my name is Constance Langdon, and this is my fucking house.
I'm Constance Langdon, and this is my fucking house.
Just quoting that today with my AM, the one, she was like, I want to be a pretty girl. Like, she said that. And then I was like, but you're not a pretty girl.
Okay, my favorite, though, is like the absolute, like, my favorite American Horror Story character of all time is Madison Montgomery. So her coming back and just having that like rapport with Constance Lang, like just like Jessica Lange and Emma Roberts going at it for an entire episode. That's when it was truly fucking camp to me. I was like, this is it. Ugh.
I love, those were the days of American Horror Story. That's why when you said you watched American Horror Story still, I was like, I haven't heard. Okay, I didn't even know that shit premiered, bitch. Like, that's
okay, I'm going to say something, though. You're really going to like it. It is totally different speed. It's shot like super cool 1980s. It's all gay. It's shot in New York City. I'm 2 episodes in. I'm going to watch the 3rd one. Sam is watching it, my friend, as well. And we both are in agreement that this feels like a different show. It's so cool. It's like, I'm loving it. I'm loving everything about it.
And
it's girls horny as hell. And the guy that we saw at Nordstrom, he's showing a lot.
I told you that that was him at Nordstrom when we were in New York City.
Yeah, we saw one of the hot guys. I think he's a Latino, our people. And he's fucking hot. Oh my God. He's showing like so much skin in that show. And he's like with Zachary Quinto as his boyfriend in the show. And it's just like, oh. I haven't checked, just thinking about it. Zachary Quinto's very hot. I've worked with him multiple times in New York City, and I will say, like, that man has an allure to him that just makes you want to get on your knees.
Oh! Christ! Okay, Erica, let's, like, get back to the recap. This part with the whole Erica stuff, like, the part that took me out the most was when she was like, Dorit, when the plane is going down, you put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Okay.
And then Dorit acted like it was so profound. If you've said this before, maybe we all would have felt different.
it's horrible analogy still, but it is better than her
They're
saying,
not my dead
fuck
body.
Them, fuck the victims.
I do get what she was saying with the, I got to take care of me first, and then possibly I can take care of other people who have been harmed. But at the end of the day, they're not my dead bodies.
Like, she's got to, like, I want to know what's, like, what's not clicking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand.
She did say that she felt that her behavior all season was disgusting, and she's in therapy for it, and she was like, I hated watching it back. I was awful.
She was talking about she wasn't talking about that, Mo. She was talking about her being drunk.
Yeah, I think that for sure. I think it mostly
she wasn't talking about her.
No, but she was talking about the moment with in Aspen.
No, she was not.
I believe she was.
No, you're delusional. She was not talking about that. She doubled down on it. She was yelling at Kyle because Kyle was like, I was trying to like save you from it. She's like, it did not feel that way. Blah, 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 blah. Are you kidding? It's like, I'm like, what is not clicking, Erica? You are like 50. You should know this by now. Like, this is like, it's not a nuanced thought.
I mean,
care for airplane crash victims. Like, that is not crazy and out of the
realm of possibility. I agree. I'm going to leave every conversation though with, we're in litigation. We're in litigation. Yeah.
We're on appeal.
For litigation
reasons. For legal reasons.
Yeah. Trying to get them back though, right?
We're on appeal. For legal reasons.
Okay, well that means you're in court trying to get them back.
We're on appeal. For legal reasons.
Okay. We're saying the same thing.
We're not, but
okay.
We are.
Okay.
Yeah. We're on appeal.
That's going to be my new thing for everything. I just like the way that she repeated and the way she stared at him was so fucking camp. Like, just looking at him in the eyes and then staring at her phone, obviously texting her lawyer and being like, for legal reasons, we're on appeal.
I like how he was like, okay.
He said, so we're saying the same thing. She shook her head yes at him, but then continued to say, we're on appeal for legal reasons.
No. He's like, we're saying the same thing. She was like, no. He's like, in different ways. Yes. I was like, girl, what are you talking about?
They're my earrings. Like, I've had them for 15
years. They're my earrings. I've had them for 15 years. Why would I give them away? I'm like, you are truly. And wait, listen,
also another moment. That
I'm not team Erica, but like, it is giving villain, girl.
It's giving villain. I'm just obsessed with it. My other favorite moment from that exchange between her and Andy was, it's not landing. What's not landing? He had to say it twice. It's not landing. It's not landing. And then she caught it so quick and was like, what's not landing?
The plane that you're putting your fucking oxygen mask on for yourself. That's
fucking
not landing.
Boeing 365. That's not landing. And you didn't get paid, bitch. The fuck? Pay those people, Erica Jane.
Ruth Madoff
thing when he was like, do you think about Ruth Madoff? Actually, I don't think about Ruth.
No, I really liked when she was like, I cannot sit and be berated for 2 years. Maybe the Dalai Lama can, but I certainly cannot.
And then when the tears were coming and she was like, can I get a tissue?
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
I'm sorry. If there is any house, there's like maybe 5 housewives in the history that I would like a movie on. One is for sure Erica Jane.
Oh,
Alexia from Miami, another one. And we got to throw Countess Lou in there. I want the movie of Countess Lou's life.
Okay, but like, which one gets a Lifetime movie and which one gets an actual like blockbuster release?
Okay, Luann gets a Lifetime movie for sure. Alexia gets a Netflix, straight to Netflix release. And Erica Jane, I think that's a movie. That's a movie
I think
coming.
It could be like...
The Rise and Fall of Tom Girardi.
Yeah, I think it could be like very much House of Gucci style.
For sure. I mean, and have Gaga play her.
Have Gaga play her.
Have Gaga play her. Have Stanley Tucci play Tom Girardi. Carl Richards.
No, Sarah Paulson already said that she wants to play Tom.
Have Sarah Paulson play Tom Girardi. Actually, have Ryan Murphy produce it. We'll throw Evan Peters in there anywhere we can. I'm in. Evan Peters will be played by Mikey Minden. Evan Peters, there you go.
No. Oh my God, wait, that is actually so perfect.
Okay, it'll be a Ryan Murphy.
Can't you
series.
See Evan Peters going like, pat the puss, come on.
Yeah, did you see him when he wasn't he a gay in, you haven't watched in a few seasons, I think.
No, I've watched every American Horror Story season except for this past one.
Okay, because about 10 minutes ago, you acting like you jumped ship to season.
No, I'm saying like,
this current season.
The promo for this new season sucked. They didn't like release a trailer, like nothing. Like I didn't even know it premiered.
Yeah, it's been all over like the streets of New York and on TikTok, but like there was no trailer, like no teaser or anything. Let's talk about a real American fucking horror story. Kathy Hilton. Is there anything else before Kathy came on, though?
I'm looking at my notes and I see nothing. So let's get into the Kathy of it all.
One thing I do want to say is when Dorit was explaining about the Erica stuff with Jax, and Garcelle was like, did you have an out of body experience? Like, what the fuck happened? I took her to dinner.
That was one of the situations.
Do you think she actually took Erica to dinner and like told her off or no? Or they just said, let's say that at the reunion so it's less.
I don't know.
I don't know. Those four have a little fucking thing going, and that's a Big Brother alliance, and they're voting everybody off, and they're winning, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, I will agree, like, I'm glad that, like, they talked about the Jack situation and was like, this was absolutely not okay. And then, like, I think we need to show Kyle a little bit of grace. Like, obviously I'm glad she was held accountable and she was clearly remorseful, but she did not see it happen. You know, like if I'm at a party and I hear like,
but to Garcelle's point,
that one of my friends did,
what makes it funny?
No, I don't think it was like, like
in any context, saying fuck off or fuck you to a 14-year-old isn't funny. And that was Garcelle's point. Like you didn't see it, but in any context, what makes it funny?
What Mo said, I think, was more fucked up than what Kyle said.
What did I say?
No, not you.
It's like, bitch, trying to drag me on my own podcast?
No, Mauricio.
You missed one
what
episode.
He said
was
like worse than what Kyle said. He said,
oh, what
like,
he said was terrible.
What he was like, I'm glad she did it. Like, that was crazy.
I think he was trying to be sarcastic and like probably meant
See,
the total
with Kyle,
opposite.
With the Kyle thing, like, I personally think that she did not think that it was like funny that Erica like basically told Jax to fuck off. I think that she's funny that like the situation even happened, that Erica was that drunk that she said fuck off to a 14-year-old, where she was like, it's funny, but it's not funny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's what I was thinking. Could be wrong. Could be totally wrong. And Kyle didn't need to be held accountable for it. I want no one on this podcast to think that Kyle was right in that situation or that it was funny, but I can kind of see where she was like,
hey, guess what, babe? It's not Landon. I want to say one thing before Kathy came on. They all got a little break and Dorit yelled, that's my cue. And I just thought, cause she got up so fast that that's my cue. And all I thought was sniffing keys.
It's just a bump in the road.
It's just a bump in the road.
Bumps.
So you'll have a few bumps in the road, but maybe it'll make you stronger.
I'm tired of the f***ing bumps.
But anyways, let's talk about the Kathy of it all now. So Kathy comes out and like she came out guns a-blazing. It is
Hi, girls.
It is not hunky-dory Kathy. It is not
no.
Bottoms
and
up
this
Kathy.
Is the real Kathy.
This is the real
I wanna
Kathy.
Say, this changed my opinion on everything. I still think it was funny. I still think she's camp. I think that she is fucking mean. I think she's vindictive. And the way she treated Kyle was fucking disgusting. She saw the pain she was going through. And like Kyle said, I know her well enough and I know the real Kathy. This will never be fixed. We're done. If the little shit before ruined this, we are done.
Yeah.
And Paris is getting on it. That's where Kyle's hurt was coming from. And I feel like the fans are so fucking blinded by their hate for Lisa Rinna and Erica that they're not realizing the shit that she's putting her sister through when Kyle takes the brunt of everything. How the fuck was she supposed to know about the tequila thing? Why aren't you mad at Lisa? Why isn't any of this anger going towards the two fucking rocket power over there sitting on the other side, but it's going towards her sister?
Yep.
I thought
it was giving,
gross.
Like, it was giving like when Garcelle was fighting with Diana, and then it moved on to Sutton and Diana, and then Diana was just like, "And Garcelle, what you said?" She's like, "What the fuck are you talking about? You're talking to like Sutton. Like, how am I still involved in this?" No, like that's what I was like. That's what I want to say. This is the real Kathy. Everything that you said, Mo, I completely 100% agree with. This is the real Kathy. Kathy, like, directing her anger at Kyle for every single thing. But like, here's the thing. It's so complex, guys. It's so nuanced. It's such like,
There's layers
to this shit. It's because I also do understand what Kathy was saying in a certain sense. It's kind of like, have my back, like, be my sister, have my back up front. And then behind closed doors, you can say, "Hey, this wasn't okay," or like, "I'm gonna call you out on this." You know what I'm saying?
But even she agreed the way that she came to her in the nightclub and was like, "You literally came in yelling in my face, like, we need to fucking go in this nightclub." I mean, it's the fact
that. Don't talk to me like that. Like, no, I 100% agree. Like,
and Kyle was just going through so much pain during that. Also, Kyle, why aren't you, what the fuck are you scared of police are running for? Why are you directing your anger at Dorit, who's like your best friend? Which I get to an extent because like, we come at our best friends the hardest. Like, I'll come at my best friend hard because I
know what I was thinking about while watching that reunion during that exchange with Kyle and Dorit.
What?
They're real fucking best friends. That was a real best friend exchange. I've looked at my friends like, you know, and I've been like, "Stop it. Hold on. I'm not talking to you right now. Please. Yeah. I love you. Stop.
I love you. Keep your opinion to your fucking self right now." And then, because you know that nothing's going to change from that.
Yeah.
You're close enough to be like, literally fuck the fuck off right now. Like, I need you to shut up and I'm trying to get my point across and I don't need you involved in it. But I think Dorit was feeling so bad for Kyle that she was trying to. Dorit was like, "Well, we're just trying to get it moving along." All of us are trying to get it to fucking move along.
Let's get it going.
Also, that point when Rana tried to interject and he's like, you've had enough. At that moment, I was like, oh, she's fired. She's fired.
Rana?
I think that he warned her at the reunion, the online stuff is too much, and he was obviously annoyed with her, and I think what she did this past weekend online and this week online, I think she, the X on the grave, I don't think we will ever see Lisa Rinna again on our screens, and if we do, I'm going to be shocked. I don't want her gone at all, but I think that Rinna is justified in everything. I think Kathy did everything that Rinna said she did. I don't think Renna's traumatized or abused by it at all. I don't think she fucking feels that way at all. She's just trying to paint that narrative. I think everything she said is true, but I think the way that she's coming at Kathy and like Paris and them online, I mean, she posted something with the sexual assault word that I won't say here about Paris online.
Yeah, I saw
like,
that.
Like, that's not okay.
I didn't see that because I'm blocked, but I saw something.
I don't see shit from Rinna because I'm blocked by Rinna. # everybody in this room, just us two. but I don't. I think she's done.
I think I don't want her to be done though, and people aren't gonna like to hear that. I'm sorry, but this is how Housewives continues. It's not going to make sense if we have this big dramatic fucking part 3 reunion and then not get to see like any kind of like resolution or a path to like figure everything out. Like,
and I think with the ratings, we don't need a revamp.
I don't think we do either.
We need the alliances have shifted after the reunion. That's 100% sure. It's obviously Erica and Rinna versus Kyle. I think Dorit and Erica are, but like I said, with Elvis, that's one lunch and we'll fix it, babes. I think those two are fake enough to like continue on.
Right.
I think Erica has made herself okay with about everyone else in the group. She apologized to Garcelle. I think they mended it. I think her and Sutton are fine. I feel like her and Crystal are fine. I feel like she is smarter than Rinna and she knows not like this is her only income. I'm not fucking up my chance, baby. I'll talk to that Southern bitch any day.
we had Popeyes and caviar and champagne.
And we good.
So, I do think like it just makes sense. Like if Rinna didn't shoot herself in the foot, she should come back, you know? But
I think the online stuff is too much.
It's too like take a beat. Like for someone that hates Donald Trump as much as she hates Donald Trump, she's acting like the Donald Trump of Bravo. You know, where it's like put the phone down,
put the Adderall down.
Like, go take a Xanax, put a Xanax in a smoothie, and go chill out.
Have a piece of bread.
Maybe you'll feel better.
Maybe. all those things have been said to her, and all those things she should do.
Yeah.
I think that, I don't know, like, we talked about our cast moving forward and stuff like that. I think that this reunion was tough. Obviously, it was tough for Kyle. I feel like I felt bad for her. Like, obviously, I'm not the biggest Kyle Richards stan. I do believe that she is the namesake of this show. I think that she, without this show, without Kyle, the show will take a really big loss. I just felt really sorry for her. Like, I think that I don't want Kathy back. I don't think that she's, I get it. It's fun. It's kooky. It's online. I don't care. I'm over it. Let's end it. If we're going to end Rena and Kathy, I don't want.
I would like Kathy back ideally, but if
only if Kim is left, back.
But if she left, I wouldn't consider it. Like, I wouldn't be devastated or anything.
No, I only want Kathy back if Kim is back and we can see that whole dynamic play out. But then I think it just gets so murky there too with the Kyle stuff. Know. Like, it's, I don't, like, think Kyle,
it's,
deserves,
like, really
that.
Crazy. It's really crazy. I like, but I felt so bad for Kyle, and like, people like really, really hate on Kyle, and they think that she was trying to take down Kathy and everything like that. And I just don't think that's the case. I think that Kyle is like literally scared of Kathy. Like, I really think she's terrified of her.
Yeah. And I think she hates her. We've said it before. I think she hates her so much because of the childhood fame. Kathy did not get the fame that Kim and Kyle got, but Kim is a mess. So Kathy can like play, you know, take over her, play with her mind. She can like run Kim because Kim's a mess. So she doesn't really, you know, look at Kim's childhood success because Kim has had such a downfall in adulthood. But Kyle,
there's a lot of dark rumors about that family.
Oh, there is. And I, yeah, if you,
I will not be saying it here.
I will not be saying it here, but yeah.
If you want us to talk about it on a Patreon episode or something, we can like dive into that. But like,
I just think of, yeah, Google's your friend. Think of like Jeffrey Epstein and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just think of like old Hollywood, like that kind of shit. I just feel like it all stems from Big Kathy, the ghost of Big Kathy. And yes. I think that, I don't know, I left this thinking Kathy's a fucking monster. I left it thinking she's really a monster.
I did too. Listen, I love Kathy as like the reality TV persona, but her at that reunion literally gave me chills. Like, I was actually like scared. Like, I get like, I would have locked myself in the room too. I would lock myself in the room too.
He said the lights were on.
I have in my notes, I was like, Lisa fucking Rinna. I'm sorry, like, maybe I was like, I don't want to say I'm like team Rinna. Like, I believe Rinna.
I'm a Rinna believer.
But yeah. Like, I don't think that, like, I mean, I don't think that Rinna was like, you know.
I don't think she was trying. Like I said, yeah. I think that this reunion, people don't want to admit it, but I think that Erica and Rinna were vindicated from this reunion. I think that Kathy showed her ass, and I think that, let's get into the faggot of it all. You said the DJ's an old fucking faggot, and then you walked right by me. And the way that that tripped her up, you know, she said it. The way that she immediately was like, "But I don't even talk like that."
There's also like,
there's tons of videos of Paris saying faggot,
let's
baby.
Let's break down what Rinna and Erica are saying, okay? And think about like, if you were on a show and you were trying, and think about like all the fake narratives that like other reality TV personas like make up. Like, they're very like basic. They're very much like, she slept with this person, or I heard that he's having an affair. Like, they're very like baseline rumors. Okay, saying everything so like particularly specific, like Doree is like a fucking idiot, Sutton, and like, everything was so like, you think that Lisa Rinna sat down and wrote down all that shit and remembered it like a script like that? Like, I just,
she never tripped up, she never changed her, she never changed it.
I don't believe that Erica just was like, you know what would be so funny if we said that Kathy called the DJ an old fucking faggot. I just don't think that she would make that up.
I don't either, especially she's very much ally. But I also think
ally.
I also think it's the most camp thing in the fucking world. The DJ probably was being an old fucking faggot. Like,
I mean, I like the way he spoke to Kathy, like, go back to LA. Like, I would have been pissed too. I would have been like,
I'm Kathy.
I'd be like, fuck you, play Billie Jean right now. Do you know who that is?
Also, Diana was like, when she was like, she should know, you just throw more money, they'll do whatever. Kathy should know the game.
How much money was Kathy trying to give him?
$25.
She's like, I will give you some of this tequila. Try this tequila. Yeah. It's great. Put it in your bar.
If I got you a crisp $20 simple, bill.
A simple Michael Jackson song. Have you ever heard of it? It's called Billie Jean. I'm sure that the young kids, the young folk will love it and jive with it and dance to it. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. It's a busy night. It's a fucking Saturday in Aspen. I got everyone here in the club. Who are you? Who the fuck are you?
He was wearing slippers.
He's like, you barely got into this club, okay? You should be like thanking me with you in your cargo sweatpants.
Okay, but also, okay, let's paint the narrative. So they go into the club, no production. It's a Saturday in Aspen. They all just walk in to the people working there. They don't probably know it's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills unless, you know, they're talking, the bartender's talking, oh my God, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are here. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are here. You got to know it's Kathy Hilton, you know?
I kind of want to tell Kathy, newsflash, babe, if the DJ doesn't know who you are and is not playing your song, he's probably not a faggot. And in this case, he's probably a white heterosexual male who doesn't want to play Billie Jean and is playing the Chainsmokers. And I'm sorry, you're out of luck.
I'm sorry, you're out of luck.
You'd have better luck if he was an old fucking faggot. I'm sorry, you'd be like, Kathy motherfucking Hilton. Right now.
He's like, I put on Billie Jean and then I'm spinning your fucking daughter, bitch. Stars are blind, mama. Work. Even though the gods are crazy.
Even though the stars are blind. He's like, get Paris in here. I'll play any Michael Jackson song you want if you get
Paris. If Paris would walk in that room, that she would have been at that fucking DJ stand. They would have played whatever.
Ever.
Whatever she fucking wanted. Also, we gotta get into Kathy's reads because she was reading the girls.
Said, I like my favorite one was when she was like to Rena, where she was like, do you recall when you said, I hear you, you're preaching to the choir. Do you remember those words?
And then Rena was like, do you remember those words?
She goes, not exactly.
I mean, the best was the, I think I have a little more credibility than you do.
I really liked
Garcelle's face when, sent me to the moon. She said,
I really liked when Kathy was like, I have a sterling reputation.
And I do. Erica read it right back and she said, not right here. You don't like you might in Hollywood, but not right here. Not on this stage, mama. This is our stage. Also, I do like when she was like, oh yeah, you walking around. Those things don't belong to you. That crocodile bag, that fur coat, those diamond earrings, they don't belong to you. Erica's like, actually, I bought that in Aspen years ago.
She was gunning for her. If I was Kathy, I would have said, with what money? The money that you stole from people?
They don't belong to you. That, I mean, that wasn't in any of the trailers, so that really shook me. I was like, not they don't belong to you, bitch. Okay, also the most camp thing of the entire fucking time, take a drink every time we say camp, was she held a water bottle the entire fucking reunion,
a plastic water bottle.
A cheap water bottle.
A cheap one. One that you could hear go, shh, I could hear it. Like, you know, like, it was like...
Well, it wasn't even like Dasani. The Dasani's cheap. Dasani's terrible. But,
it was like Dollar Tree.
No, it was great value.
It's like what you buy to go on like a camping trip or like a trip with all your friends.
Yeah, when the pack is like $2.99.
Yeah.
It was bad. I was like, what? And she had the grip of motherfucking death. The grip she wanted around Kyle's neck was around that water bottle.
I literally. No. Also back up to the faggot of it all, but the HR investigation.
Yeah, I mean, it leads me to believe that there was another HR investigation. Oh, the Roni stuff.
Yes.
Like, we forget these women are employees of NBC Universal at the end of the day. So it's like, it's just weird that there's a whole HR team. And when Garcelle was like, who investigated it? And he was like, HR. And she was like, oh, okay.
I know. I was like, oh shit, y'all, this is like a literal like work meeting right now. This isn't a reunion.
He said it literally was he said, she said. So I mean, Erica's not gonna risk her job, go to human resources and be like, this bitch caught someone a fag, okay? and that's okay. I literally left that episode of the reunion thinking, well, I had to pause it after the whole FAG of it all. And I was like, wow, that was so camp.
That was a lot. It was a lot. It was so much to take in. And then Kyle at the end was just absolutely a fucking wreck. I will say I loved Dory in Kyle's dressing room at the end. And I love that. And she said it. Like, I was like, yes, Mr. E. Kemsley, like, you are spot on with this one. She was like, Kyle, if she makes you pay for the sins of others, that's on her. And I was like, amen. Amen.
I want to say something right here and now. There's those two straight men who have a Bravo podcast. You know the ones. Yeah. They've been blocked on every social media for me.
Oh my God.
Maddie blocked them too today. I don't want to see your fucking takes on a show because you know why? You're missing the point. Their big thing. They're so gung-ho about fire Dorit. She's worthless. They literally are relentless on her. They are like Elvis is on Crystal. Go back and watch all their TikToks. They are so relentless on Dorit. Beverly Hills is missing comedy. They're missing what Atlanta has, Potomac has, New York has, Salt Lake City has moments of. They take everything so motherfucking serious. Dorit Kemsley is someone who takes herself so serious that it's not serious. She's the definition of camp. She's so bad that it's good. Yes. She has had the most viral moments, the wind chime, the carcass out. Everything about Bravo TV, like on their Instagram, is Dorit. We need those moments of humor where we can laugh on someone who is not in on the joke, who is so delusional, but she isn't on the joke sometimes, like dressing up as a wind chime.
What people think Kathy is what Dorit actually is.
Period. Drop the motherfucking mic. She is the epitome of camp. Is she not bringing a lot? Sure. She doesn't need to. She's bringing enough. And she does make her voice heard at points when it needs to be heard. But we don't need anybody in this mess. We don't need them to hate Dorit as much as they hate Erica and Rena. She's neutral. She's Switzerland. She plays both sides. She's funny. She has her little moments. Dorit is an all-star housewife. Dorit is top three housewives of all time for me, and I will not let you slander the name of a woman of the world.
Citizen of the world. She is just, you know, she's everything. Mother.
She is mother, okay? When y'all old fucking faggots want to talk about mother, she's mother. Oh, listen, God.
Yeah, I mean, if that...
That was the last slur we're dropping on this podcast.
That DJ was out. Okay, one more. If that DJ was a faggot and he saw Dorit, he would have played whatever they wanted.
Period.
Sorry. It's the truth. It's the truth. They got to be honest.
Okay, another sharp transition. Another moment that I was like, oh, fuck, this is deep, is when Andy and Kyle were hugging. And I was like, oh, wow. You can tell that they've been around. She's been around Andy for the first season. I feel like she's probably one of his favorite housewives. He has a different relationship with all of them, but like that hug, like, he was there for her in that moment. Yeah. And it felt like it, I'm sure it felt nice for her, but like, my God, as someone, she deals with anxiety a lot, mental health issues for sure. She said it since the beginning of she's been on this show. That really wrecked her. She was wrecked.
Yeah.
She was like ready to panic attack. That's why
she did not speak or see Kathy tell BravoCon.
That's crazy. I don't want to do the topes.
I wouldn't want to either. And you know what? I really like how Kyle and Garcelle, even though they do butt heads sometimes, I think at the end of the day, they really do like each other. And Garcelle, like, does show, like, love to Kyle and vice versa. Like,
yeah, even
in that moment, like, Kyle was, like broken, and she's like, I don't want to do the toast, and Garcelle's like, you shouldn't have to, like, don't, yeah, like, it would come off phony, like, you shouldn't have to do that, like, you know, like, that was a beautiful moment that
she
I
even
really,
said
like,
it at
like.
She said it to Kathy when she was like, why are you coming at Kyle like this, why aren't you mad at Rena? Garcelle's an all-star housewife, and this season has proven that exactly. Garcelle has learned the game faster than most. It took her a little bit, but once she came into play, and I love her as a housewife. I think she's great, and I think her compassion for others and the restraint that Garcelle had in that conversation about her son, I don't know, not many could do it, because I would have off bitch. Like, when, I mean, she did tell Kyle, it's because it's about my kid, not fucking yours. Like, you would be a different story. Like,
if this was happening to you, it would be a whole different thing. It would be a whole thing.
Yeah, it would be. I don't know. I don't have any other thoughts on it. That was wild. That really took
I don't either.
Out.
I have major, major Beverly Hills fatigue. And guess what? It's not because of Lisa Rinna. And it's not because of Kathy Hilton. And it's not because of anybody on that fucking cast. It's not because of Mr. Andy Cohen. It's not because of NBC, Bravo, Universal, Evolution. It is because every motherfucking Beverly Hills fan on Twitter literally
it's Lisa Rinna's lips, 94. Marlo Hampton's wig, 75. It's Kyle Richards' blitz, 2015.
Like what Maddie said on the episode last week, like, please go touch grass. Like, stop sucking the fun out of it. It is not that deep.
Okay,
please.
I say this now, but in 2 weeks, I'm going to be feral, absolutely feral for pictures of filming.
I know.
We're going to be sending them. And I just hope that we do get a little revamp. I don't want anybody new. I like Housewives Nostalgia. I don't subscribe to let's throw in somebody new because look what happened with Diana. Flop.
Flop.
Beverly Hills has had such a good run right now, and it's because of the current cast and how deep and real the connections are. And those deep, real connections go to the women that have been on this show before. I want Brandi Glanville on my screen holding that diamond more than anything. I'm writing in my manifestation notebook. That is someone who's going to shake the table. And Brandi has shown us on Ultimate Girls Trip that she's changed. She's held restraint. She's funny. She's kikiing with fucking Phaedra now. She's going to have shade. Like, she is funny. And she has shown a level of definitely restrained, like with the Dorinda stuff, she could have went off so much fucking worse than she did.
Oh, I know.
Season 5, Brandi would have punched her in the mouth.
Yeah, no. Like, push her down the stairs.
She would
seriously
have pushed her down the stairs.
I want Brandi in a full-time role, and I'll take Camille in a part-time role.
I'll take Donatachi anywhere you want her.
I am not like pushing for Denise to come back, but if we are going to get Denise back, Brandy's got to be sitting there.
Brandy over Denise. Bravo needs to pick Brandi over Denise. I do not want them fucking pussyfooting her around. I do not want them playing with her. I do not want them using her for ratings. I want her to have a diamond, and I want her to be the choice over Denise. And they tell Denise, listen, you can come back part-time or full-time, but Brandi will be back, and that's your choice. And you can sit with her, and you can talk about the eating of the clitoris. You can talk about all that. But also, I want that to be a one-and-done conversation. I ate your pussy, you ate my pussy, whatever.
And then go have fun. Like, because
I think those two will whoop it up.
I think they would whoop it up. I think they'll fuck again.
And now we said it.
No, but like seriously, like here's the thing, Denise, if you are listening to this podcast, I'm just kidding. Here's the thing. This is a message to Denise Richards. If you know Denise Richards, send it to her. If you are going to come back, you need to play the game. I know that you're vying to come back and you want to come back, but you cannot do what you did in season 10. Can't. It's not going to fly. She is looking so hot on Instagram and everything. Like, yeah, I would like, ideally, Denise would be a fabulous fucking housewife, but she's got to play the game. She can't.
But do you think that she's learned to? Because I think that she has learned to play. I think she learned in the off time, like, oh shit, I got to play if I want this check. And she got a huge pay.
Yeah, huge. She got one of the biggest pays in Bravo.
Like, I think that if she comes back, she's going to come with, I got my friends, I got my girls, I have Sutton, I have Garcelle, I have Camille, I have my little team, and we're going to come for those bitches. And I want the playing field to be even. I would love to see 4 versus 4, and then my Switzerland and Dorit in the middle.
Yep. Period.
I think it'd be great. Let's see.
I think it'd be great. Let's manifest it. Las brujas.
Las palabras de las brujas.
Escucha las palabras de las brujas, los secretos escondidos en la noche. Los antiguos dioses invocamos ahora la obra de la magia oculta.
Anyways, with that being said, that is our Beverly Hills recap. Now let's get into Salt Lake City.
You're like, I do.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm gonna grab a little bit. Hey, could we talk? Let's go over here. Let's talk.
Angie, To be honest, I'm not really interested. Well, like, more lies, like, I'm not really interested.
Tell me what the lies are, Lisa.
I'm not really interested. Like,
tell me what the lies are that you think I've said.
Oh, there's so many, and just too much to count. I'm not really interested. Sorry. Like, I'm just not interested. She's not my guest. It doesn't matter that we knew each other for 20 years. It's like stab you in the back, kiss you in the cheek. And sometimes it's both at the same time. The damage has been done.
All right, let's talk about one of my current favorite franchises, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. You guys talked about a phenomenal episode last week, and I want to touch base on some of my opinions on it.
Go off.
Guys, I love these women.
So you say.
That I know.
So you say.
That I know.
So you say.
I'm obsessed with them. Like, I'm literally obsessed with them. Like Maddie said, she's like, Zach said this is his new Roni. It is. It is my Roni.
It is my Roni too.
Like to what you guys said last week, like, you literally don't know what they're going to say. Like, ever. I mean, like, Lisa Barlow has some, like, Ramona Singer, like, isms to her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and Whitney has, like, some Sonya Morgan qualities, but also... she has, like, Whitney is just very much like a one of one housewives. Like, we don't have any housewives like her. Like, she's truly unhinged, but she also wants to play the game, and she also wants to show a version of herself that is, like, truly just raw. Like, she's not playing anybody. She's not trying to play a role.
She is what Kristen Takeman could have been.
No, I think Kristen Takeman was just, you know, honestly, yeah, but if she had a drinking problem.
Yeah, take a shot every time Whitney says, I'm on a healing journey.
You know, I've been, like, on this, like, healing journey. I've been on this healing journey.
What's that video where it's, like, two shots of vodka, and then it just shows that person, like, fall down the stairs? That would be it.
Hillin and fillin. Heather disregarded my fillins.
I have... a lot to say about Miss Heather Gay in this episode.
Is it the same way that I feel about Miss Heather Gay?
Probably.
Because you know how I feel about
probably.
It's unpopular, and I know she's a fan favorite, but I cannot fucking stand Heather. I think she is so fucking fake. I think she... I don't want to get into it.
Here's the thing.
She's perfect for this show.
Yeah, I do like... I like Heather, but I'm not Team Heather.
Oh, I don't.
I know. We know. You made that abundantly clear. Mo, you should have seen Mo when we were at BravoCon. And this is... What do they do on TikTok? No shade to that creator. This isn't an attack on that creator, but I just wanted to touch on this. I want to say no shade to the person who made this comment at BravoCon, but someone got on the microphone and called Heather, like, this, like, magical fairy that everyone, like, loves and is, like, we're, like, obsessed with her. And Heather started crying. The whole crowd, like, gave her, like, a standing ovation. And I was just like, so this is how democracy falls with thunderous applause. This is so weird. Like,
when I tell you, my hands were very much on my lap and my ass was very much on that seat while everybody was up and clapping, I said, I will not subscribe to this narrative.
It was just very weird.
She's bullshit to me. I'm sorry. She's bullshit. And she plays this role, and tonight was perfect. Oh, you want to play this game that you didn't know that Angie Harrington was going to upset Lisa Barlow? Are you fucking dumb? You knew exactly what you were doing.
Guys, we are jumping right in. Mo and I are very hot tonight. I don't know what is going on in the water, and it's about Bravo, but we have our opinions and we're ready to pop off. Okay, I'm going to go off right now. Give it 3, 2, 1. Heather's full of shit. Okay, cool. She is absolutely full of shit. And guess what? People are going to start seeing that really fucking soon because Heather is starting to...
I don't think they are.
Hear me out. It's going to take till season 5. I'm making a Caroline... I am making a Caroline Manzo prediction right now.
Are we on season 4 or 3?
No, I know we're on season 3, but it's going to take till season 5.
It's going to take season 5, bitch.
It's going to take till season 5 for the...
That's a long hill and journey.
It's a long hill and journey, but I feel a certain way about this. So I think that for the Heather Gay stans to, like, turn on her, like, you know how housewife fans are, okay? They will ride for a housewife for the longest time until they get sick of that housewife. housewife for a second, and that housewife does one little thing to piss them off, and then they completely turn. Okay. People used to really.
What do you think it's going to be like on Girl Strip for her?
I don't know. Guys, I'm telling you, like, between the Salt Lake panel and this episode, I'm starting to see Heather lose the kind of like, what's the word that I'm looking for? She's very calculated. She's very like, I feel like she came into the show like wanting to be a fan favorite and did a very good job because she got y'all hook, line, and sinker. But with her becoming a
fan favorite, he wants to be so relatable.
With becoming a fan favorite, she is getting distracted by all the people loving her and forgetting how to like put up that persona and facade, and like the real Heather Gay is starting to show little by little. So like guys, like I'm telling you, the ego is getting big and big and big and big. And like Heather is like, she's performing well in this season. Absolutely. But she's starting to lose kind of like the sneakiness of it. Like,
I mean, her, I want to know, I mean, where
for example,
with her,
for example, her and Angie, and I love Miss Angie Harrington is a mess. Listen, I'm not team Angie H. I'm team Lisa Barlow. I am team Lisa Barlow. Lisa Barlow did not sleep with anyone to get those Jazz tickets, okay? Lisa Barlow won't even put on fucking lingerie at a girls' night party.
Believe. I believe that Lisa is not even sucking John's dick, okay? No, let alone an old man for Jazz tees.
For Jazz tickets. Like,
with that being said, Angie Harrington is a fucking icon. I'm obsessed.
But be fucking for real about that. You know, like, that is like, not true. Like, BFFR. Like, seriously. But no, Angie Harrington is a mess. And, like, because she's sitting there with Heather and is like, oh, my gosh, we never said that. Ha ha. You can tell that those two literally were like, we're filming. We're going to talk about this and we're going to laugh about it. And it's going to be like that whole, like, sit down was super calculated and, like, thought out. Then when Angie H. gets asked the question at the ski slopes, she's like, I don't remember. Like,
it was totally a different conversation with Whitney than it was with Heather.
Wouldn't she be like, no, I never said that. I never said that. I'm Team Heather. Say, like, she's making it like an elusive thing.
Why did we not? I mean, I know why, because of money, but like, it's obvious we met the three friend doves this episode. We met one before, but this is an episode where they were all
Angie,
at one event.
Angie K is, I don't hear her.
Mute. No confessional. And we finally learned the other bitch's name. Is it Dana?
Dana.
Yeah, Dana. I've been calling her Dana for years. Dana.
Years? So, how long you know the bitch?
Girl, for a long time. So, okay, we met Dana. We met Angie K. We met Angie H. It seems that Angie H is the friend of the season. She has confessionals. She's next episode. We saw the sneak peek. She's in it the entire episode. I didn't even see a fucking preview of Lisa on the next episode, but I just saw Angie H a lot. Apparently her husband is running on a page against Jen Shah.
That is crazy.
But now Angie that had my Jen Shah are best friends.
I was like, there's no, I was like,
on Instagram live together every fucking night drinking.
I'm like, Angie, what is going on here? Like,
I'm sorry. I just
think, go get your man, run into that room and grab that phone.
And Angie H has almost like, dare I say, like a little bit of like a Sonia Morgan quality. To where she's just fun and kooky and messy, and she's definitely performing for the camera, which I don't mind people performing for the camera when it's fun. I think that, like I said before, we've just scratched the surface with Angie H, and I think we could see her snagging that snowflake next season.
Her voice is so interesting to me.
It's so odd.
Like, it's like...
I also love, like Lisa
Nye. Sit down. She's like... Let's have a martini. Yeah. Like, it's this very, like, I never said that. And, like, it's got the weirdest, like, inflection.
It's like almost a baby weird voice, but, like, not.
Yeah.
I also love Lisa giving her dirt, dust.
She said, Lisa, my favorite was her mind. Lisa, like, Lisa was like,
where she was like, I'm going to go talk
Angie,
to her.
She's like, no, Angie, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't need to listen to lies. And then I loved Lisa going over to the table, flipping her hair and be like, I'm not doing that. And like laughing with the other girls. Like, it was so funny.
Because you saw it in her mind. Like the second when she went over, she walked over to talk to her. And then I think in her mind, she was like, no, I'm not making her a cast member. I'm not. If I say no, then I'm not making her a cast member. But Lisa, what you don't know is you saying no made her a cast member.
I know, like, literally.
Because if you would have just squashed it there, we probably wouldn't have, you know, maybe we wouldn't have deep dive and seen Angie much more. But you walking away gave Bravo that green light. Like, oh, there's a situation here. Lisa doesn't want to fix
it. Gave it light.
Give it light. And I'm glad you did. But also, I loved in her confessional when Lisa was like, are these real fucking questions? Are you going to give Angie a hug?
I just like how Lisa is just like completely like, fuck you. Like, I want nothing to do with you. They're like, isn't a 20-year friendship? Like, don't you want to kind of... She's like, no.
Dana said, are you okay with losing a 20-year friendship? I'm fine. She didn't even let her finish. Fine. How do you feel about
I love how they flashed back. I like how they flashed back where Lisa was like, John's like, how was
I love the rewind.
She's like, you know, it was horrible. Think about my calls, and then it like flashes back to her at the table. Flashbacks to her at the table, and she's like, John, they're saying that I'm sleeping with blah 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 for Jan singing. He's laughing. He's fucking laughing. Like, please.
I mean, okay, I feel like we don't talk about that enough. Like the fucking cinematography of Salt Lake City, how they always do that. Fabulous. Like,
it's fucking fabulous. Like, it's literally my favorite franchise right now. I'm not kidding. Like, I love it so much.
I do want to say one thing about the Angie H and Lisa thing. I still wholeheartedly believe that Lisa canceled those caterers at her fucking party.
I do too. I'm glad we're on the same page with that. I don't think that's a made up storyline.
I'm not a blind stan for Lisa Barlow. I know that the bitch is fucking calculated as well, and I love that kind of shit.
But I do think that Angie made up these rumors about Lisa.
Angie was lying out the side of that martini fucking mouth. She was like, no, you know you were lying, baby. You know you said it. She's like, wait a minute. My husband has box seats. We would never. It was the same energy that Kathy work Hilton
event. Gave. Yeah, this is a business event.
I never said that F slur.
But also going back to like Heather inviting Angie, she completely did it as a calculated jab towards Lisa.
Yeah. And I can't wait for Lisa to realize that Heather's not her friend the way Sutton needs to realize that Kyle's not her friend. More on that.
I think that Lisa knows that Heather is not her friend.
But I think Lisa's also seeing Lisa's smart, guys. I think she plays, you know, off this little character, but Lisa knows how the game's played. She knows the lines are shifting, and she's like, I gotta attach myself to Hiller Filler over here. And that's the road I'm taking. And
what? I think that they actually are forming a genuine relationship.
Oh, we saw them at BravoCon. They were buddy buddy.
Seeing them at BravoCon, it felt like they were really much a unit. And then even like after Mo and I met Lisa and Whitney, I went up to John and Justin
and asked for a threesome.
I did not.
I wanted to.
But no, I didn't. But I did say, like, they looked like they were, like, really tight. And I did say, this is, like, the dynamic. This is, like, the unit that we've wanted, the alliance that we've wanted. And it's going to be a fucking powerhouse. And Justin and John were, like, so, like, they just seemed like, yes, we've been waiting for this to happen. Because, like, I think that John and Justin actually really like each other. And I think that Whitney and Lisa are on a path to like actually a good friendship.
It seems like they have one, like, and it seems genuine. And I don't know. I love both of them. I love my Hiller. I love my Filler, and I love my Diet Coke Queen. And I'm ready to fucking we ride at dawn. Ride at dawn.
No, let's talk about the Whitney Heather talk at the end of the episode, because Heather is really like acting like a piece of shit right now. And I'm sorry if you guys do not. Like, if you're a Heather Gay stan, I would hope that you would have the self-awareness enough to, like, call out your fave.
I mean, because she literally told her, like, I accept that we had a falling out, but I need to take my space now because I don't fully trust you for not having my back after I told you what I'm going through. Was it a little ridiculous that Whitney was comparing her past trauma to this Heather thing? Yeah, but also you can't deny that that's how she feels and that her past trauma has made her feel this way. And she's telling her, I have to take a step back, but we're good.
No, but what Heather said about Whitney's trauma is what's bad. Like, Whitney could like feel a certain way about Heather abandoning her, about lying about the jazz tickets and the blowjobs of it all, blowjobs for jazz tickets, whatever. But like what Heather said, where she's like, you've been making this entire weekend about you when you talk about your trauma.
That was fucked up. That was fucked up.
That was wrong.
That's
family.
Bullshit.
That is family.
That's her cousin.
She should have never said that.
No, because you know what?
I don't care how many cousins you fucking have, Heather. If you treat one wrong, it's like...
Well, she has like fucking 10 of them. They all showed up at this party. And I'm like, why are they here?
Bad Mormon.
I want just cast members. disgusting Mormon. I'm over her. Honestly, I'm excited to see the rest of the season on their relationship play out, because we were at BravoCon. We've talked about it ad nauseum. We saw how fucking like volatile they were, and how they were not good on Girls Trip, and how Whitney said they made up on Girls Trip. And then Heather's just changing up the narrative every second she gets. And Whitney's like, I literally chased her around like a friend for the entire season. So I just want to know what bullshit transpires at even like the final party, or what goes into them filming into Girls Trip that they're still not good on that.
I also, this is just proving to me that Whitney was right at BravoCon when Whitney did say that she was like, because Heather was like, you gave me up for a storyline. And I'm like, I don't think that's really the case. I really think that, guys, Whitney was belligerently drunk in Scottsdale. Like, Heather, come on, be real.
I also want to say something controversial. I don't think that Whitney is intelligent enough to plot out these storylines. I don't either.
I think that she is just
feeling her fillings at like 24/7, and she like lets them know. If anything, she should try to hold it back. She should try to hold back and maybe think like, maybe I should not say this or do this. I think she's raw and just blah. She's crazy.
But unhinged. At the panel, she did say, after me and Heather's fight, I chased her around like a little puppy, and it's already evident in the last episode. Both of them, she addressed the Heather situation at their last dinner in Scottsdale, and then she pulled Heather to the side to try to mend the relationship at the ski slope, and she'll probably do it again in the next episode, and it's gonna like show. I think
she literally said she does it. Right. She said up until episode 10, I'm chasing her around, and then I give up. And she said, and in Thailand, she had a fake TV moment for me, and then as soon as we left Thailand, she didn't speak to me for 2 months, and ignored me. So bloop,
girls. It's messy. I'm team Whitney,
but I'm also team Angie H, because I love her, and I'm always team Lisa Barlow, and honestly I love Jen Shaw. Also, let's talk about Brooks
Meredith Marks too.
There, I was gonna say, let's talk about Brooks and Meredith, because who is clapping that boy's cheeks at NYU?
Somebody is. Who is Seth clapping cheeks with? Brett Favre, but I guarantee you it's somebody that looks like Brett Favre in Chicago.
No, I guarantee that it will. Yeah, we've heard things. I don't know. Brooks said that comment a little too sassily. Like, what's your boyfriend type like?
He did. I know.
And we know from people that the three of them have been out at one of the biggest gay clubs in New York City, Meredith, Brooks, and Seth. So I've heard things have gone down at that club. So I feel like Brooks saw some shit and was like, you get down too.
I've heard shit.
And I'm glad we're finally calling him, saying that Brooks has a boy, like, is into boys, and we're not just, you know.
Well, he's still trying to be, like, so elusive about it.
But, yeah, then his father kept saying boys and him.
and he was like, whoever I'm with. And I'm like, stop it.
But did you catch Seth? And he's like, whatever person I set you up with, I want you to like him. He's like, baby, you are you're a girl. You're a sis.
I don't know. I do think that family fucks half of New York. I'll be honest.
I think they fuck half New York, and I would fuck both the son, like the son and the father. Oh, and the other son too. The other son's so hot.
Oh yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Give me a Marks.
Girl, if I was still drinking and doing drugs, I might have fucked Meredith too.
With that being said. I think that's the end of our Salt Lake City recap. This season is phenomenal. I'm fucking loving it. Like, every episode has been like great so far. And it's been like chaotic housewives. Like, where it's like, yes, obviously there's like a trial and everything that's like looming, but it's not as like high stakes as like last season was, you know? It's more like stupid shit again.
Yeah, I think Maddie said it perfectly last episode, where it felt like the first few episodes were still airing out the grievances from last season, and then the drama started from there, where we're moving forward into this season. And I can't wait until we just fully meet more of the friend dubs, we get into more of the drama. I feel like it's
more parties,
more full cast parties. I want a full cast dinner sit down. I want more fucking drama, and I'm living for it.
Well,
before we go, do you have any thoughts on Potomac since you weren't here last episode?
Oh, yes. Honestly, I do.
Let's talk about him, because Maddie brought it to our attention that we have not recapped fully Potomac at all yet. So
it's been chaotic, because it was like BravoCon during like the premiere, like right when the premiere happened. We couldn't like do it. It's just been like chaos. The taglines came out today.
Yeah.
It's like episode like 4, you know, which is crazy. Candace, my girl Candace won the tagline of it all.
Oh, she did.
What is it?
My vocals are clean, but my reads are filthy. Something
so good. Lines. So my good. Reads are for filth. Yeah. My reads are for filth. It's really good. I agree with everything that you guys said on the last episode. I'm actually a little bit behind on Potomac. I'm going to say it like Reed Potomac. I'm a little Potomac. Bit behind on Potomac, but from what I have watched, Giselle is just a low down dirty bitch. And I've always thought that way, but I think that she is needed for the show. But like it, I feel like Candace, I agree with everything that you guys said. Candace has learned, and guys, Candace was like amazing at BravoCon. Like I loved her.
It was honestly like one of my favorite Bravo Labs. She kikied. She worked every day of that panel.
She was working.
Yeah. She was out in that con every motherfucking day, walking the streets.
But Bob was bobbing. Yeah, I mean, I think that Chris didn't mean anything by that. And I think that Chris is like a good house husband. I love how Candace was like, go get the actual perv who grabs people's asses. Go get that one for a story.
Michael line. Darby is available for that.
Yeah, like, please. Like, and it's so true. You know?
I also, like, Elvis did say this in the last episode. That is going to live on in Housewives history. Like, I already see it all over. Not today, Nick. Not today, ankles.
Today, Satan. Not today, Nick. Not today, ankles. We don't have it.
We ain't having it.
It's so good. But yeah, I think that this season also is one of those seasons that has the kind of like the stakes aren't like that big. It's like Housewives, like pettiness of it all. I think that Giselle's trying to make a huge storyline with the Candace stuff, but I just don't think that it's going to like fly.
Yeah, I want to know where the rest of the season goes, because I feel like this stuff's not going to last that long, and we haven't seen, like, I don't know, when do we get into like Mia versus Wendy? Like, when does that stuff start to boil? Like,
oh, I do have something to say, and yes, that is Candace, I hope you realize and can put your hatred for Monique aside for 2 seconds to realize that Giselle was never team Candace. She was team get Monique fired. And that was first and foremost. She did not feel bad that you got your ass beat. She did not think it was like this wrong. She saw that she could get Monique fired. So I hope, that is just my hope for Candace, is that she can realize that Giselle was never on her actual.
No, she said it in the confessional. She said, I let Giselle motherfucking Bryant too close, and I was fooled. Like, I was fooled that she was my friend. And
yeah, she's not.
She's nobody's friend. She's nobody's friend, but I don't even know. Nobody. Low down dirty. And you know what? You never win when you play dirty.
You never win when you play dirty. I quote that all the fucking time.
And another thing I quote all the time, when you do clownery, the clown comes back to bite.
Period. Hey, I miss Norman fucking Rockwell on your back wall. Hang that back up.
It fell.
I know. It fell during a podcast episode.
I know. And then I put Taylor Swift up and that fell too. So now we just got Dua Lipa.
So maybe you just need a new shelf. I don't know. The feng shui in that room is off. Like, do something about it.
It's so off. I know. If you guys can see the Zoom right now, I got it. I'm also like living in chaos because I've returned back to work recently and like getting dressed every day. I'm literally in chaos right now. And I have Halloween coming up. There's wigs all over. There's a boa in my room. Who knows?
It's a mess. But anyways, with that being said, that is our recap. Thank you guys so much for listening to It's About Bravo. Thank you guys for subscribing. Don't forget to subscribe to the Patreon. That's where all the fun happens. That's where we talk about what you guys want to hear. So definitely make sure that will be linked in the episode description below. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at @about_Bravo for all your Bravo content. Thank you guys again so much for listening, and we will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.